From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea is poised to launch a new satellite into orbit. North Korea says it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite between February 8th and 25th. The announcement comes weeks after its fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This latest announcement further underscores the need for the international community to send the North Koreans a swift, firm message that its disregard, that their disregard for the for U.N. Security Council obligations will not be tolerated.
Tuesday's notification raises concerns the North is trying to covertly advance long-range missile technology. Japan is threatening to shoot the rocket down if it threatens its territory. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year conflict appear to be in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive threatening the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation has threatened to leave the talks. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura warned if the talks, the third since the war began, collapse for Syria, there is no more hope. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar visits Egypt today to urge President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to support the implementation of the peace agreement signed last August to end the South Sudan war. Its implementation has been stalled by the opposition's rejection of President Salva Kiir's decision to expand the number of states in the country from 10 to 28. Meanwhile, the head of the international group monitoring South Sudan's peace process says people are starving in the country's western Equatoria state. Festus Mogae, the former president of Botswana, now head of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, said a ceasefire monitoring team recently visited the Mundri area, which has been the scene of fighting between government and rebel forces. This is VOA News. The U.S. and its allies Tuesday said they'll accelerate and intensify the campaign against Islamic State. Secretary of State John Kerry says the IS group will be destroyed. He spoke at a meeting in Rome of foreign ministers from 23 of the nations in a coalition against the Sunni militant group.
All told, since coming together, we've launched almost 10,000 airstrikes. We've killed more than 90 mid-level or high-level leaders of Daesh since last May. We are closing in on full control of the Syria-Turkey border. We are hammering Daesh's heavy weapons, its training camps, its oil fields, supply routes, cache sites, infrastructure.
He said the group has lost 40% of its territory in Iraq and 20% in Syria. The outgoing commander of Operation Resolution Support, Resolute Support, rather, General John Campbell, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday U.S. troops and money will be needed in Afghanistan for years to come to prevent the unrelenting spread of terrorism.
Groups aligned with the Taliban, such as Al-Qaeda and the Haqqani Network, continue to threaten our national security interests. Al-Qaeda has been significantly weakened, but as evidenced by the recent discovery of an Al-Qaeda camp on Afghanistan's southern border, they are certainly not extinct. The Haqqani Network remains the most capable threat to the U.S. and coalition forces. These are certainly not residual threats that would allow for a peaceful transition across Afghanistan. Instead, they are persistent threats that are adapting to a changing operational environment.
General Campbell's likely successor told U.S. lawmakers that groups like Islamic State and Al-Qaeda see Afghanistan as an attractive sanctuary. European leaders are reviewing a plan that they hope will persuade Britain to stay in the 28-member European Union. The plan, the result of talks between British Prime Minister Cameron and European Council President Donald Tusk, would make it possible for British lawmakers to work with European partners to block unwanted EU laws. President Obama discussed his legislative priorities with the top two Republican congressional leaders Tuesday, House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said a top priority is ratification of the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
Both Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell are obviously committed supporters of an agreement that would cut taxes on 18,000 American goods that are imposed by other countries.
More Republicans than Democrats favor the TPP, but a vote may not come until after next November's presidential election, weeks before Mr. Obama is set to leave office. Zimbabwe's prosecutor general has been charged with obstructing justice after dropping a case against two men accused of plotting to bomb President Robert Mugabe's dairy farm. Johannes Tomana faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. Two of the four men accused of the bomb plot were freed from detention. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.